This is Rush to Reason.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Why is everyone so stupid?
With your host, John Rush.
I'm not crazy. I've just been in a very bad mood for 40 years.
I already got a guilty conscience. Might as well have the money too.
With him as always, Dan Muir.
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
There's no point in being nuts if you can't have a little fun.
And Cassie George.
That is so fetch.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Dan Muir, Cassie George, Charlie Grimes, our engineer. We are now being joined by John Zmirak, Stream.org. John, welcome back. Rush to Reason, how are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Doing great. Always a joy having you. So, Dan.
Okay, so you wrote an article, or the topic is the alt-right Antifa and the dawning of the American Weimar. And first of all, John, one of the things I'd like to have clarified is why are they called the alt-right when nothing they stand for is on the right?
Because that's what they call themselves. And so if they're going to identify as alt-right or as trans women or as cisgender zombies, we'll just call them that.
Okay, because I think the biggest problem with that is they make themselves sound like they're part conservative. They make themselves sound like they're part of the conservative right, and they're not. They're not at all. There's not one aspect of them that could be considered the right.
I would say they take and distort one piece of conservatism, which is a kind of patriotism and a kind of desire to preserve the country, pretty much the way you inherited it. Okay, they are like a cancerous tumor that distorted that healthy instinct into a monstrous parody of itself. Okay, just like the Nazis' nationalism was a parody of patriotism, these people are a parody of a kind of go slow, patriotic attachment to the America you grew up in. Okay, so ordinary Americans who maybe don't think it would be great if we turn into a Muslim country through immigration, you know, that's a conservative instinct. These people then take that instinct and apply to race and ethnicity, and they become, you know, you see what I mean? So in that sense alone, are they perverting part of what's conservatism? But really what's important is these people, the alt-right, according to the latest study from the Institute for Family Studies, only 6% of white people in America agree with the alt-right, 6%. But the left is trying to portray all Trump voters and the Trump administration and Trump himself as somehow part of this small, pitiful movement that was only able to get 20 people at its big rally last week. But in response, the left sent these radical anarchist brutes, the group called Antifa, members of whom have been incredibly investigated for threatening to assassinate the president. This group, it occupied and partly destroyed the offices of ICE in Portland, Oregon. It's closed down the campus at University of California in Berkeley to prevent a speaker. They beat up police. They beat up students. They beat up anyone who disagrees with them on the street. And the law is almost never enforced against them. They get away with street violence. And in my article at Stream.org, I explain this is how the Nazis got started. Mm-hmm. They were beating up communists. And the German government thought the communists are worse. So at least these people, their hearts are in the right place. They may be a little brutal, but they're getting the job done. That's exactly how the mayor of Portland, when he let Antifa go wild, or the mayor of Charlottesville a year ago, when he didn't have the police keep apart Antifa and the alt-right people. He purposely engineered a riot, and then the riot happened.
Yeah, well, John, you know, if you ask me, both groups are despicable.
And
Antifa is the new, you know, strong arm of the Democrat Party. I mean, it's basically they've taken the role of the Klan.
The new brown shirts is what John says, and you're right.
That's right. And this upcoming midterm election is absolutely crucial. It's a referendum on whether Trump gets to finish his term or spends the next 2 years fighting off a show trial impeachment, okay? So I want everybody to get out and vote for your local Republican congressman. I don't care if his name is Rhino McIdiot Face. Go vote for that schmuck. because otherwise the Democrats will take over and Antifa will be running wild.
Yeah, no, you're...
They will defund ICE.
Right.
They will... I mean, it's staggering. Okay, so what Republican candidates need to do, they need to demand their Democrat opponents denounce Antifa. They need to demand that they do it. They need to do it every time they get in front of the press. And I guarantee you most of these Democrats won't condemn it. They won't condemn these street thugs who wear hoods, who terrorize people like Candace Owens in restaurants. They won't do it because they're afraid of offending their zealots, their activists, their base, and their donors. And so let's hang Antifa like a millstone around the neck of every Democrat running for Congress on November 6th.
I think that's a great strategy. Okay, explain the dawn of the American Weimar.
Okay, Weimar Republic was the German democracy after World War I that was torn apart by street violence between communists and Nazis. And the government let the Nazis get away with it. There would be a street fight, they would arrest the communists, they would let the Nazis go. When the communists tried to take over, they would shoot them. When Hitler tried to take over in 1923, he was guilty of treason. He should have been put up against a wall and shot. Instead, the judge, who sympathized with him as an anti-communist, gave him 2 years in a very comfortable prison and a typewriter, which he used to write Mein Kampf. 10 years later, he was dictator of Germany. Wow. That's how fast these things can go. When the government is colluding with one set of violent street thugs and letting them run wild at the expense of everyone else, that's how you get things like Nazi Germany.
No, you're absolutely right. And in reality, John, Antifa's nothing new. The KKK was nothing new at its time. I mean, you can go as far back as Wilson. That's as far back as I remember. He had his own people that were thugs going out there. I think they were either the Minutemen or the Five-Minute Men. And they would go and harass people that weren't nationalist enough at the time. So this stuff's been going on for a long time.
Well, it is the natural human tendency to use thuggish tactics in politics. I'm just watching the Netflix series Rome, and it shows you Julius Caesar's men beating up senators. This is what happens unless you stop it. I mean, think about how white lynch mobs would terrorize blacks in the South, and then white juries would acquit them.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, great point.
Great point. Okay, John Zmierich, find the article there, stream.org. John, as always, it's a joy having you. Have a great week.
Thank you.
You bet. Appreciate it very much. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. Affordable Interest Mortgage is coming up next. Kurt Rogers, our good friend, he'll be with us Thursday answering all of your mortgage question needs. If there's anything in the meantime you need, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Bristle Cone Shooting Range up next. They would love to have you come in, check out the facility. And the reality is they've got everything you need. It's one-stop shopping. That's it. That's all you need, literally.
Yeah, they have things you don't need but really want.
Oh, that's true, too.
So they got automatic weapons you can rent and fire.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Full auto.
Yeah.
The left hates
Maybe you do need it, but, you know, you really want it.
You want to
anyway, you want to go fire it.
303-985-0989, bristleconeshooting.com.
Something happened to you recently. Something that made you say, "That's it. I'm getting a gun." In that moment, you made up your mind to learn how to handle a firearm. You belong at Bristlecone. Bristlecone Shooting, Training, and Retail Center offers a non-intimidating atmosphere where you will learn to shoot in the company of others who finally said, "That's it." Start today at bristleconeshooting.com.
88 Drive-In. Check out the drive-in tonight, as you know, weather permitting. Usually you can just check ahead on the website or call.
This stuff
blows
out. It'll blow out. Head to the drive-in tonight.
Have a good time. $8.
$8 per person gives you all three shows.
Okay, all three shows, all three features.
All three features. Kids under 12 are free.
$0. All right, $0.
They got great concessions. They have a weekday pizza special.
And you had funnel cakes. They said they're great.
Cakes. They're really good. All right. Really good.
88drivein.net is the website. Check it out today. And when you go out there, please, tonight, if you do go, tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Celebrate your summer with affordable family fun at the 88 Drive-In. This week, we have a great lineup for a great time with your family before school starts. This week's features include Hotel Transylvania, Christopher Robin, and Mission Impossible. Admission includes all features. Only $8 per person, and children under 12 are free. The box office opens 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 7 p.m. Sunday through Thursday. Remember to enjoy our popular pizza special Monday through Thursday. Get one 12-inch pizza served fresh and hot from our oven and two tall, cooled 16-ounce sodas for only $12. And don't forget the warm funnel cake for dessert. For more information, go to our Facebook page or visit our website at 88drivein.net.
At Larry's Auto, they're happy to help you however they can so you can keep your car on the road for as long as possible. Larry's even has their very own in-house transmission guy. Most other mechanics send the transmission to someone else. That's how Larry's can do it at a better price and get your car back to you a lot faster. Give Larry's a call today for anything that your car needs, 303-427-2108.
It's crazy out there. What are we to think? And why does it matter? Kim Munson here. Start your day with us, the AmeriChicks, Molly Vogt and Kim Munson. We promise we'll dissect the issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. That's mornings, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 a.m. on KLZ 560.
Denver A-List named Water's Edge Winery the best wine bar of 2018. Stop by the corner of Arapahoe and University for award-winning locally made wine, along with a tasty bistro menu featuring fresh, delicious food made on site.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush. No matter what you
are. Could be an ice thief, could be a paper towel thief, could be a napkin thief, a mint thief.
Straw thief.
Straw thief.
Be not a thief.
There is no way you are as squeaky clean as you admit.
So, Cassie, have you ever, like, on company time, like, Facebooked or, you know,
looked up a keto recipe online?
Facebook is part of my job.
No, I mean personal Facebook or maybe taking a personal phone call. Maybe walked out of here with some,
phone call once or twice.
Make copies.
My
for
mom actually called me today and said, I've got to wipe this iPhone. How do I do it? Apparently, I'm tech support now.
At work?
Yeah, she did.
You took that call at work? Somebody's stealing company time.
Oh, yeah, was it illegal?
Did she do something illegal? The mom.
Your mom.
Oh, no.
You sure?
She was just trying to wipe an old phone.
She wants the thing wiped. Yeah.
Because it had her stuff on it, and she was trying to give it to another kid. Because I helped them. I helped delete a movie off of my brother's iPod while we were on vacation, and all of a sudden she was like, wow, you're amazing at this.
Okay, but so did you do this today during work time?
Possibly.
Don't lie, because you don't want to be a liar either, Cassie.
Great. Liar and a thief now.
See, it's already been established that John and I and Charlie
are
thieves.
Yeah, exactly. I'll freely admit it. I'm an ice thief. I am the ultimate ice thief.
I mean, I wouldn't sit on the phone for, like, hours at work. That would be rude, but... I mean, it was like 5 minutes.
I haven't drank, well,
five minutes. You know, how many 5 minutes do you do each week? How many 5 minutes do you do every month? How many 5 minutes does that add up to a year?
Are you my mother?
By the way, Charlie saved the day today.
How's that?
Well, the dumb ice machine is not working in the fridge in there.
Oh,
so he brought in a bag of ice and filled me up, and I was in good shape.
Charlie is the man.
I was going to have to go next door to get ice.
Should have heard him whine about it.
I was
so would
whining.
You have asked him next door, or would you have taken it?
I would have asked. Not. Actually, I usually ask. It's a cafeteria next door.
Well, next door, they're kind of hawkish over everything anyway.
Yeah, they are. They're hovering over you. It's like, you know, okay, I need some ice.
Yeah, but there's a little cafe.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's kind of like, you know, do you really need more than one napkin?
Yes, I do. I have a big mouth.
He's like stocking up on straws.
That's Charlie. All right, Wally's next. Wally, what's going on?
Hey, Wally.
Wally, you ever steal a shingle? Just say it.
Not a shingle.
Okay.
But I do take napkins when I'm going to McDonald's.
Okay, so you're a napkin thief, too.
Single.
We'll be in the same jail cell.
Guys are going to get tased.
I don't think there's anybody watching.
You don't think? No, I think napkins, they just kind of figure are going to leave anyways.
Yeah,
but if you go into Subway, they keep their napkins behind the counter.
That is true. They do, don't they? Yeah, you have to actually ask for extra napkins there.
Really?
You do. Yeah. Because they give you two
it's
in your bag.
Stingy on napkins? I hate places like that.
Yeah, I heard they're going to start moving their ice machines behind the counter, too.
Some places do already. I hate those
places. Well, Dan, you know where you need to go for the movie is the landmark Greenwood Village.
Okay.
Because you get all the soda and all the popcorn you can eat, and it's included with your $12 movie ticket.
Ooh.
Well, there you go.
Really?
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. Wow.
And then you can get premium seating that's got the reclining seats and stuff, and they're like an extra $3. And they're extra wide. They're really nice.
Oh,
they're well worth the extra $3.
So will they let me take my car in there?
Drive it in, Dan.
No.
Oh, doctor.
Drive it on. Okay, Wally, what else do you steal? Come on. You got to steal more than just napkins.
You're not that squeaky clean
either.
I keep a stack of napkins, and that's about it.
Toothpicks, mints, nothing?
I don't. I agree with... I just blanked out on her name about the Chick-fil-A
Cassie.
Men.
Yeah.
Cassie. Chick-fil-A has the best men, but I'm not a gum guy. I don't do toothpicks.
Okay. Yeah. Me too. Toothpicks, yeah. I'll take.
I love toothpicks.
But okay, what about back in the day when they used to hand out matches, Wally? You remember those days?
You talking about matchbooks?
Yep. Did you take more than one matchbook when you were back in those days, or did you take, you know?
I never took them at all because I never took them at all because I didn't smoke.
Well, you had to use them for, like, fireworks and things like that. I didn't smoke either, but hey, I'd have a matchbook from, you know, the guy's name on it.
Nope.
No?
John was also known as the Boulder Arsonist, so he would...
sure I was, Dan. I mean, when you were a kid, you never took the matches from the restaurant, went home, and lit the whole thing up at once, like a little pyro?
Oh, I love doing that.
Thank you. Come on, I can't be the only one that did that.
Because all you have to do is bend the one over.
Oh, yeah, and you'd light them all up.
And you'd light them all off.
These young kids don't know what we're talking about. They've never seen a book of matches in their life.
Okay, yes, I have. I can light a match that way.
Have you seen a book of matches? Not just a stick match, but an entire book.
It's just like a little thing of
a little pack of matches.
Yeah.
They call them book of matches back in the day.
I've gone camping.
Oh, really?
I've started a fire out of, you know, with my bare hands.
With a stick and twine?
And you light the match, and you got to do it fast because it'll burn.
With me, it's called a gas can.
You have to be 1% Blackfoot to do that.
Just use a gas can.
Can we get to a serious note?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead, Wally. Sure.
I really liked your last guest, but I think the day is coming shortly where a conservative is going to be harassed by the wrong guy, and they're going to defend themselves with their concealed carry, and it will be interesting to see how the police handle that situation.
Yeah, that will be the worst day ever, because that is the thing they are waiting for, looking for.
Yep.
That's exactly what they want.
Yep.
And they will come down on the rest of us like you've never seen.
Any of us that carry have to be really careful with that.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with you, but there's also, I mean, these Antifa people and the people that are going into restaurants and harassing the Trump staff and stuff, it's getting to the point of ridiculous, and you got a right to defend yourself.
You do.
Yeah, but if you notice why they only come so close, they're never making physical contact. They're just in your face.
Better off just leave.
That's not
what's happened in Berkeley and stuff.
No, there's been some bloodshed in some areas as far as, you know, bloody noses,
but as far
things
as going,
like that.
You were saying going after officials, going after, you know, politicians, those kinds of things. Nobody has laid a hand on anybody yet. And they won't unless they get some rogue guy. But these guys are well-versed. They're well-trained. They know how to harass. And this is done, you know, intentionally. It's not like just some guy off the streets going around harassing people. This is well orchestrated. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, but they keep getting bolder and bolder. And
we'll see. You could be right, Wally. I hope you're wrong and that day doesn't come, although I tend to agree that you're probably right.
I obviously hope that too, but I just don't see how that day is not coming quickly, because of, I mean, they just keep stepping it up, and there's just going to be the right guy in the crowd, and he's going to, you know, I mean, if you feel that your life is threatened, you have the right to defend
you
yourself.
You do. You just got
to
make sure that that's imminent.
And that's part of it. Imminent
and provable.
And that's part of the problem. And they will do to whatever conservative, they'll do to him what they did to the police officer in Ferguson. That person will be so demonized that by the time it takes two years for all the facts to actually come out, that person's destroyed.
Yeah. Good point.
You're probably right there. Yeah.
Be careful. That's the whole.
It's going to be a very interesting fall.
I agree. Wally, very much. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. And before we go to our next break, so just a question for both of you. Have you ever, like, taken the extra packets of, like, mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, special sauce, the Chick-fil-A hot sauce, anything like that?
I love McDonald's.
Charlie's going to go here and show the bag of stuff he's got.
I love McDonald's barbecue sauce.
So do you take extras?
Oh, yeah. I have
that
to ask
theft?
For it, though, because it's not right.
Well, look,
there.
Charlie's already holding his up.
See, it's not theft because I have to ask for it.
Oh, got it. What about you there, Cassie?
Okay, you guys know that I don't like mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup, or really any of that, so I don't usually steal them. But I do like Chick-fil-A buffalo sauce.
You take extras
of that? So sometimes I will ask for extra packets.
But you're asking.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to ask at Chick-fil-A.
It's not out front?
It's not sitting out front. No. Haven't you been to Chick-fil-A?
I don't go in fast food joints very often.
You should go. It'll be their pleasure to serve you.
That's what they always say, isn't it?
My pleasure.
It's my pleasure. So, what's out front then? Just salt, pepper,
salt, you know,
straws? Yeah,
ladies, if you
want
a boy to treat you right, you just go Chick-fil-A.
Stop it with the salt and pepper.
What? Do you steal that?
Oh, yeah. I love those little salt packets. They're great.
So you're stealing those, too. What about... Okay.
Just call the cops.
Okay, what about... I've been known to steal. So, like, when you're on vacation, and you've got your coffee up in the room that you want to make and all that, but you can't find cream and... You know, and the sweetener and stuff you need to make your coffee, right? So you go down to the coffee bar downstairs and, you know, you grab a few packets of the stuff you need and bring it back up to the room and make your coffee. Is that stealing or is it because you're already in the hotel?
No, you're a guest.
That's not stealing.
What if you steal extra packets at Starbucks?
Mm.
Extra packets
is
of...
Is it just sitting out there for the taking?
Yeah, extra packets of sweetener.
Well, what defines, you know, one, like...
Like six or seven.
First of all, they put so much... In that anyway, why would you want more?
No, for later.
Oh,
like, making your own coffee in the hotel or something. You know, like you're on the road, and you want a few extra packets of like sweetener or sugar or whatever. And you just, you know, you're at Starbucks. You throw a few.
But there's no
extra.
Definition of what you should and shouldn't take anyway.
So it's not theft there because you've already bought coffee.
And there's no like you're only supposed to take one packet or you're only supposed to take two because some people use two, some people use like 10. You don't know.
So
and actually, for what Starbucks charges for coffee, they're the ones that are the thieves.
It's kind of true.
Take the whole thing.
God. I mean, it's just, it's outrageous.
Okay. So what are other items? 303-477-5600. Because I know there's more. I've got other things on here I want to talk about, too, about liberals, how to fix the country. But I'm not sure they can do that anyways. Liberals definitely can't fix the country.
No,
but
not at all.
Other things people walk out with.
Hmm.
You ever steal a bathroom towel out of the hotel?
No, I've never done that.
Me neither.
That feels like too far.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Isn't it time for break?
There's another answer.
You said ever.
Ever.
You said ever.
I didn't mean recently. It's like ever.
Ever.
I've never done it ever.
You got to remember there's two Dans.
Oh, before the show Dan and after.
Yeah, way before the show
way
Dan.
Before
I mean, like,
the show Dan.
Way before Dan was ever married, way before,
Got it.
I mean, there was the drunk and wild and crazy Dan.
Got it. Now it's the redeemed Dan.
Now it's the redeemed Dan. Totally different Dan. But when you said ever, that was like, oh, come on, don't say ever.
So you stole some towels back in the day.
Towels?
What else?
Well, they had these great robes. The pillows were fantastic. Oh. I mean, just go down the list.
All the bedding's gone. When they
Dan's
the
reason why the hotel has nothing left in it to sleep on.
That's right. So, yeah, after I had left there, you didn't have. They were changing the sheets because they couldn't find the old ones.
Because they were gone. Dan already packed them up.
It wasn't quite that bad, but, yeah.
I mean, my roommate worked at a hotel. She said people did that.
Stole that stuff?
He'd, like, find a pillow missing or.
Really?
Yeah.
But please remember, this was way, I mean,
okay, so
a long time.
Real quick, on the hotel thing, do they, like, try to find those people and then charge them or what?
I think they do if they can figure that out, but.
If they know who took it?
Yeah, if they know who took it.
You're the last person there. No, there's a pillow missing. They charge him? I would assume so.
I think they do.
Why? I mean, I would if I was a hotel establishment.
I was just thinking,
well,
wow, I got to
remember the reason
not to
why
do
you
that.
Now have to leave a credit card number.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
a deposit.
It used to be you could just pay cash and be done.
Not anymore.
Nope.
Yeah, if you go into a hotel now and you're paying cash, ooh.
Okay, so back in the day.
Now, remember, this was way back in the day.
So real quick, back in the day. We'll take a break in a second.
Years ago.
But back in the day.
I just want people to know that I'm a totally different person now.
Back in the day, you could go out to the cable pedestal. And if you knew how to do things correctly, you could watch a little bit of TV that you hadn't paid for off the old pedestal because you knew how to wire things up a little differently. Dan, I already know the answer to this. Did you ever
that? Never happened.
You never did that.
Never happened.
In other words, it did.
John, come on. Can we move along?
I want to know what a cable pedestal is.
That's where your cable comes in, like Comcast and all that. There's a pedestal that's, you know, it's not at every house. There's a pedestal usually that serves, I don't know, I'm not an expert in this, but probably half a dozen houses or so, maybe even more than that. It's a metal box, a pedestal. Yeah, it's a little green pedestal. And typically the cable, usually it's on the ground. Sometimes they can be up on the pole. Throw up on the pole, you're kind of dead because you got to climb the pole to actually do what I'm talking about. But if it's on the ground and you got the proper tooling, you can get into the pedestal and figure out a way to, you know, actually cable around or wire around all the filters and junk they put on. You can get all the channels that way back in the day. Oh, no, you put on a little hard hat and you go over there and do it. Nobody knows the difference.
Wait, so are you bringing your TV with you?
What's that?
How are you doing this?
No, you go to the pedestal.
So you're wiring your own wires so you know which ones are yours?
Because back in the day, they used to put a filter on the cable, and that filtered some of the channels out so you couldn't see all of the channels back in the day. So if you knew how to run around the filter, you could actually wire around the filter and have all the channels at your house. Dan knows what I'm talking about.
The premium channels for free.
For free. Charlie says we should stop talking. Those days are gone anyways.
You guys are gonna, the police are going to come in and taser both of
them. Oh, they are not.
I mean, the Montana police is on its way.
Those days are gone. You can't do that anymore. Now it's all done with the computer.
Dudley Do-Right's
in the box that you have at your house. Yes. The cops have been called. So you did steal a little cable TV back in the day.
I cannot confirm or deny anything. I'm pleading the fifth.
I just know the people that have done it. I never did that. But I know how to get into the pedestal.
Let us just say I was a beneficiary. But
remember, I have my own little phone that you can clip the alligator clips on, so I know how to get into the pedestal. Yeah, and I have a hard hat. Of course,
not
I have
surprised.
A hard hat.
And a clipboard. You gotta have a clipboard.
And I have a clipboard.
You gotta go out there
on the tool belt.
Yeah.
You gotta look official.
You gotta look.
And you gotta have the, you know, your pants sagging down a little bit and the plumber's butt kicking.
Yo, it's amazing what just having a dressing nice and just having a clipboard in your hand, the access you can
you walk around like you own the place.
It's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll come right back. Front Range Mortgage coming up next. Don't let the credit dragons ruin your life. Get your credit handled today. It's really easy. Front Range Mortgage can help you with anything you've got going on. 303-500-1900. Call Brian and his team today and see what they can do for you. 303-500-1900.
Brian Murphy, owner of Front Range Mortgage, wants to help you clean up your credit score the right way. As a retired consumer attorney who's very familiar with FICO credit scoring, Brian warns you not to pay off old collections before you try to buy a home. He calls this awakening credit dragons because paying off old collections can actually hurt your ability to qualify for a mortgage. Call Brian and his local team for a complimentary consultation about simple, effective ways to improve your credit and save money on your mortgage. 303-500-1900. As a general rule, collections 3, 4, or 5 years old won't hurt your FICO score too badly. But paying off an old collection can redate the derogatory account, making it appear more recent and actually lowering your score. Save thousands of dollars in precious down payment funds by calling Brian Murphy and his local team at Front Range Mortgage before contacting any creditor. 303-500-1900. NMLS number 378844. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
All right, Denver Car Brothers up next. And if you're looking for a car, new or used, maybe you're in the market for one, you're thinking about trading up, trading down, maybe something at home with the family has changed, you just need something different, Denver Car Brothers is there for you. And you can text DRIVE to 720-323-9894, just like I talked to the person earlier called in asking about the Chevy truck. Dan and Mike can handle that as well.
Oh, no question about it.
Anything.
Not only that, they'll also consign your vehicle if you're trying to sell it.
Oh, so if you want to get rid of a vehicle, they'll help you do that?
Yep.
Ooh, that's nice. None of the Craigslist nonsense where you got to meet somebody in a dark alley and hopefully everything works out and you get paid and all that goes away?
That's correct. They'll handle the whole deal for you.
That would be nice.
Just call them for details or text them.
Right now, up until tomorrow, the deal of the week is the 2017 RX350, 6,000 miles, $43,500. Again, text DRIVE to 720-323-9894. That's denvercarbrothers.com. And for sure, tell them that Dan and John and Cassie sent you from Rush to Reason.
Hi, this is Wally with Thunderstorm Roofing, and just want to give you an example as to how I can help you regarding an insurance claim.
My name is Jenica, and I know Wally Godby through Colorado Car Works, which I heard on Drive Radio. Wally actually came to our shop, and he overheard a conversation that I was having with my insurance company at the time about damage done to my roof by the company I had hired for the hail damage from last May. Just from the snippets he heard from my conversation with the insurance company, was able to make recommendations to me on how I should move forward, and he has continued to follow up with me. I have not paid him a penny yet, and he is genuinely concerned. I'll tell you, nobody knows more about roofing than Wally Godby.
So if any of this sounds familiar, that you're having this type of an issue, please give me a call. Wally, 720-541-0705 at Thunderstorm Roofing. I can help you get this settled.
Thunderstorm Roofing, Wally Godby, you heard him earlier when he called in talking about Antifa and all the things going on there. Now, really, what his expertise is in is your roof. That's why I asked if he'd ever stole a shingle.
Yeah, I know. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, not bad, huh? And Wally, no, Wally's never stole a shingle. He's going to make sure that he gets all the shingles on your roof correctly, get things taken care of, help you with your insurance claim, you name it. Wally is your guy. ThunderstormRoofing.net, 720-541-0705.
As a result of the continuous and extensive training they do at Arvada West Auto and Truck, they can help to fix any problem with your car, including those highly technical and hard-to-fix problems that many mechanics can't. Drop by the shop at 11752 West 64th in Arvada or call 303-422-1065 if you have any questions about your vehicle.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, you guys have to help me with this. Maybe the millennial have to help me with this. Survival tips. Richard just sent me this. It says if you spell out all the numbers individually, you'll have to get to a 1,000 before you find an A. I don't get it. What am I missing with this tweet? If you spell out all the numbers individually, you'll have to get to 1,000 before you find an A. I don't get it. Somebody else?
What am I missing here?
Charlie, any idea? It's like a little, like a riddle.
I mean, is it saying like, yeah.
If you spell out all the numbers individually, you'll have to get to 1,000 before you find an A.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, no.
Yeah, there's 100 doesn't have an A in it.
So you have to go get to 1,000.
I get it now. You have to.
You spell out all the numbers individually. Okay. And a 1, and a 2, and a 3, and a 4. I get it now. 5, yeah. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, all the way down. Wow.
Wow, all the way to 1,000.
Never thought about that. That's weird. Who figured that out?
Somebody way too much time on that.
That's for
way
sure.
Way too much time.
Somebody that's not stealing soap.
So you have to count.
Or ice.
Yeah, right? Or maybe they are.
They're counting.
Maybe they are.
They're counting cubes. 1, 2, 3. Who thinks of this stuff?
I don't know. It's beyond me. I have no idea.
Survival tips. Tips on how to survive and make life easier parody. If a website is blocked on your work, school, internet, you can use Google Translate as a proxy. Just copy and paste the URL into it. That's interesting. Interesting. Okay. Then there's another one. It says this woman shared how she lost 92 pounds in a year. You think that's real?
That looks like an ad.
You don't think that one's real. Here's Nectar of Paradise, Dan. Soak a watermelon in tequila, dip it in coarse salt, and you have yourself a margarita you can eat anywhere.
No, that sounds good. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nectar of Paradise. This has got some pretty good stuff on it. When filling your car with gas, hold the trigger halfway. You'll get more gas and less air in the tank. That's not true. That's crap. No. No. There's nothing to that one. You get the same amount of gas no matter what you do, folks. Every car has an evaporative system on it that takes care of the extra air potentially that this guy's talking about being, you know, going into your tank. So no, that's a no-go. Fill it as fast as you want to fill it. Doesn't make a hill of beans a bit of difference. The volume of gas coming out of the pump is the same. It won't matter. A gallon is a gallon is a gallon is a gallon. That's a knucklehead that wrote that. Pushing your tongue against the roof of your mouth will cure your brain freeze.
That is true.
That's true.
Really?
Yeah, you know when you drink a frozen margarita too fast?
That's what does that, huh?
Well, ice cream, anything cold like that.
Studying in 30 to 50-minute intervals with 10-minute breaks in between is the most effective way to retain information.
I like to study with, like, 10 minutes straight with, you know, 60-minute breaks in between.
If you're ever stuck in a large crowd, put coins in a can and shake it, asking people to donate. Everybody will move away to avoid you.
Great idea.
You think?
Yeah, and I just got to carry a can and some coins around with me.
Sleeping next to someone you love not only reduces depression, but it also helps you live longer and makes you fall asleep faster. Interesting.
Yeah, maybe you like feel safer or something.
15 straight minutes of laughter can have the same effect as doing an hour of sit-ups.
Okay, we need to try that one.
Yeah, we do that a lot here. That's why I don't have to work out. I'm
here
all day long.
Yeah, that'll be Thursday during dad jokes.
That's, yeah, that's exactly right.
Straight laughter.
If you're feeling nervous, start chewing gum. Your brain will reason that you're not in danger because you would not be eating if you were.
Wow.
Okay.
That's cool.
Live near a pizza place and need a ride to someone's house, order them a pizza and ask the driver if you can get a lift. That's not bad.
If I was a driver, though, and some random person came over and said, oh, my gosh, like, I need a ride to someone's house, I'd probably
The faster you eat, the more you eat. Eat slowly, save your calories. That is true. Jamie Atlas talks about that all the time. Okay? 90% of what you're stressing about today will be irrelevant in a year. Don't lose sleep over petty things. Get over it, move on, and enjoy your life. That is so true.
Exactly. Spot on.
90% of what you worry about today will be irrelevant in a year. Lightning's just coming in, by the way.
I'm just worried about what's going to happen in a year.
Really?
No.
I'm not. We'll be here. Same thing. Same deal. Every day.
Hopefully.
Well, why wouldn't we be? You kick the bucket or something? We'll be here.
Well, this is radio. You could accidentally say something that you shouldn't have said.
Well, we've done that. Yeah. We've done that a few times, though, Dan.
Charlie has saved us.
But we're still here. All right, Larry's Automotive and Transmission coming up next. Proper maintenance on your vehicle will make it last longer, save you money in the end. And really, really, in the end, as I said a moment ago, save you money, mainly because the longer, I talked about this today with one of my clients, the longer you keep your vehicle running, the one you own right now, the less money you spend, period.
Fact.
It's as simple as that. Larry's Automotive and Transmission will help you with that. 303-427-2108. Give Larry's a call today, and please tell him John and Dan sent you.
Trust your car's regular maintenance to Larry's Automotive, and you can be sure you're getting the best service possible. Don't waste time with those national chain auto repair shops. You'll always be better off going to local shops like Larry's Automotive, because at Larry's, you're not just another customer passing through. At Larry's, they'll take the time to get to know you and your car. Their ASC master technicians will even take your driving style into consideration, because they understand that if your daily commute is mostly in heavy stop-and-go traffic, your needs will be different from someone who regularly drives long distances. Plus, their 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty will help keep your car on the road for as long as possible. Call John Rush Approved, Colorado Select member Larry's Automotive at 303-427-2108 to schedule your regular maintenance appointment. 303-427-2108.
Kevin Flesh, fleshlawfirm.com. It's Flesh and Beck, actually. And anything you need, legally speaking, whether you've been in an accident, slip and fall, anything along those lines, have Kevin's number handy and in your phone at all times. 303-806-8886. That's Kevin Flesh, fleshlawfirm.com. Trial tested, trial ready. Call him today. And when you do, tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it. But that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works. And before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford. And the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh and Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh and Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh and Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
You're already retired, but it's not too late to build and grow your assets. Call David Cishon of Householder Group for a free consultation at 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, since we've been laughing some today, Dan, I thought we'll just end this way. How liberals want to fix the country. So one of our listeners sent me this on Facebook, who is a liberal and probably believes this. The Freedom Dividend is a basic income of $1,000 per month per American adult. Studies show that the Freedom Dividend would eradicate poverty, improve child nutrition, graduation rates, and mental health, create 4.5 million new jobs across the country, address regional inequalities, make labor markets more dynamic and help people move, catalyze entrepreneurship, arts, and creativity, compensate everyone for unrecognized work, particularly women, ease racial inequality, improve mental and physical health and relationships, and alleviate political dysfunction due to scarcity. The Freedom Dividend would transform the way Americans experience value, work, and their place in society. With assured economic security, millions would more seriously consider the work that they want to do and how society should progress. This is fundamental policy that we need to evolve our economic system into the next stage.
This is total nonsense is what this is.
That's why I said we'd
absolute
do it at
total
the end.
Nonsense. And okay, everybody now, you're guaranteed a minimum wage in Venezuela of a million bolivars.
Which amounts to
So they're all millionaires now.
But that's like $4.
And they can't, but that's the point. See, it's like $4, but it wouldn't take much for $1 million to be worthless too.
True.
So, you know, everybody kind of laughs, well, it's bolivars, or that was the mark back in Germany.
The dollar.
It could be the dollar easily, especially with policies like this.
But it's the Freedom Dividend, Dan.
The Freedom Dividend?
That's what it says. It's the Freedom Dividend.
It's anything but the Freedom Dividend. What part of this has anything to do with freedom?
Nothing. By the way, there's been a lady arrested at the Extreme Muslim New Mexico campground. She was moved to federal custody.
Interesting.
So, yeah, so I just came up on my alerts. So, all right, so here we go. Old capitalism versus new capitalism. You ready for this?
Yep.
People, this is old capitalism. People are economic inputs for a system that uses GDP and corporate profitability as its measures of success. New capitalism is people are the centers of the economy and human well-being indicators, health, education rates, engagement with one's job are the measures of success. Okay. Old capitalism, technology and automation will replace the human labor. New capitalism, technology and automation will free us to develop energy to things we value.
To devote energy to things we value.
Old capitalism, healthcare is only available for those with resources or a job that provides it. New capitalism, everyone has access to healthcare as a right of citizenship.
Oh, heck, why don't you throw in the illegals too?
Why not?
That way they can have it all.
Old capitalism, education is designed to produce effective laborers. New capitalism, education is designed to produce effective citizens and humans.
In other words, progressives.
Correct.
Got it.
Old capitalism, businesses consolidate and capital flows to fewer and fewer people. By the way, that's not
that
how it
is,
works.
That's a lie.
I know, it's bunk.
That's bunk.
In the new capitalism, though, money is reinvested in individuals and communities to allow all economies to thrive from the ground up, Dan. Cassie, what do you guys think of that? Like new capitalism or old capitalism? First of all, the new capitalism will break us because it's not capitalism.
What's not capitalism?
Socialism.
It's
is
socialism.
What that is. I should say socialism at the top, not new capitalism.
Correct. But see, look, they're even going to try to hijack the word capitalism.
Yes, they are. They just did. New capitalism, Dan.
New capitalism.
It's new capitalism. That's because they know if you use socialism, everybody looks at that in a negative connotation. But new capitalism sounds great. Oh, it's new.
Yeah, but most Democrats don't look at socialism as a negative connotation.
No, but we do. The right does. And even those that are in the middle, independents, maybe they lean a little left, but they've got some conservative values. They would look at new capitalism and say, ooh, yeah, I can buy into that. Socialism, though, they're probably going to say, no, I don't think that works so well.
Yeah, it's kind of like the new Bill of Rights that FDR tried to impose. Uh-huh. So you remember that? Everybody has a right to a job. Everybody has a right to a meal. Everybody has a right to
Today is actually, is it today or tomorrow is a Social Security anniversary when it was actually implemented.
Ooh.
Look real quick. Look that up. I think it's I think it's today or tomorrow is the anniversary of Social Security.
It was something like the average life expectancy of a man back then was 57.
Yeah, it was under 60, I believe.
It was under 60, and a woman was 62. And the age you could start receiving Social Security was 62.
So they didn't expect you to get much.
No, and it should still be that way today. What's the life expectancy today? I think it was 74.
We're in the 80s.
74 for men and 80s for women.
It's higher than, I think it's higher than both.
Look it
today.
Up real quick, but that should be the age at which you can start receiving Social Security. It should go up with the life expectancy.
This says 78.
Is the life expectancy now?
Yeah, but
it's 78.7, so almost 80.
Okay,
but does it say what the Social Security anniversary is?
Yeah, it was today, 79 years.
That's what I thought. So 79 years ago today, we got Social Security.
Right.
The new deal,
Dan. You should be 79 years old to receive Social Security.
Ooh. Yeah, I think you should be, actually. This nonsense of getting it in your early 60s is nonsense.
No, it should go up every time the life expectancy raises?
Yeah, right now, with it being 78.7, really, you should not get Social Security until you're about, I don't know, what, 72-ish or 73, maybe? What do you think? 75?
Yeah, I mean, this was not designed so you can go retire and go boating.
No, but what everybody's going to tell you is, but they've all put in all these years. It's not an entitlement because they've put money into it, and so has the employer.
No, it's a Ponzi scheme.
It is that.
You got took.
This is the ultimate Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, the federal government lifted this money from you. You will never see it.
No, you won't. Not most likely you won't. Now, some will. If you live long enough and get started early enough, you may. I did my math on it one day and figured out that by the time I get to the point of taking Social Security, if I just keep it 5 years, I get all my money back. 5 years is all.
And that's, there's something wrong with that.
That
that's
is.
Why,
that's, not, that's why
the
it shouldn't
age
be that
should
way.
Be
I agree.
79.
I fully agree. Because, by the way, folks, you can look up at your Social Security statement and determine how much you've put in, how much you'll receive, and you know, just do the math, and you'll figure out if I'm on it for this many months, I've used up my funds.
Hey, I'll save you billions of dollars. Just change the life expectancy to what was it when you were born. So if you were born in 1964,
whatever.
What was the life expectancy in 1964?
And that's when you can take it out?
That's when you can take it out.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that.
So now today, you know, if you're born today, it's 79 or whatever it was, 78.
Which, by the way, our life expectancy has grown immensely. The other night, just for grins, Lauren and I were talking, and I looked it up for the Old West, and we were watching Godless and just trying to figure out, you know, what was life expectancy back in the, you know, late 1800s and the cowboy days. Like, for a man, I'm not exaggerating. And it depended upon how long you lived to begin with. So if you got to, like, age 5, your life expectancy increased dramatically. But if you didn't make it to 5, you were lucky to make it to 5. Yeah. I mean, I'm dead serious. I mean, you may not have made it to 5. So if you made it past, like, 2 or 5, you know, you might have lived as a man to be, like, 44 or 42 or something. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I would be dead now. So would you.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd be an old woman, by the way.
Yeah, I'd have, like, 10 kids.
You would. You'd be an old woman with 10 kids.
Yeah, but, you know, we're so far worse off today than we were back then.
Really?
You know, our nutrition's terrible.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
you
awful.
Can't eat anything. That's why you got a bunch of fat people running around.
The climate's dead.
You know, and there's a bunch of old people running around. Why do you think today you have all this cancer and stuff that you have that you didn't have back then? Because nobody lived past 44 years old.
They may have had it anyways. We just didn't know it. Extreme Auto Repair coming up next. Their car show, which will be great, is in a couple of weeks, the 25th to be exact. If you've got a car you want to enter, register that now. It's $10, and all the proceeds go to the Parker Task Force. 303-841-1071. That's Extreme Auto Repair. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Enter the 17th annual car show at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker for some well-deserved bragging rights. You glow with pride just thinking about your perfectly restored classic vehicle. The countless hours of sweat, blood, and tears that you put into your truck have sure paid off because, man, does it look good. After years of dreaming, you finally invested in that smooth, slick, modern ride. And now it's time to show that baby off. Dennis Brewster doesn't discriminate between year, make, and model. Every vehicle has a chance to win crowd favorite Saturday, August 25th at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Register your vehicle now at extremeautorepair.com. Registration only costs $10, and Dennis will match all proceeds to benefit a local food bank. John Rush will be hosting Drive Radio live from the event, so bring the family, enjoy free food, and check out the cool cars Saturday, August 25th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Extreme Auto Repair in the heart of Parker.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Andy, you're next. We got about a minute left is all. What's going on, sir?
Hey, I just want to speak about the retirement age. I'm 55. I work construction, heating, air conditioning. I have for 35 years. I work union. There is no way I can do 72 years of age for retirement. That's crazy.
No, you can retire whenever you want, but you have to retire on your own money. You have to have your own savings. I'm just talking about the government chipping
in. Social
Security side. Social Security side. You can retire whenever you want. You can retire at 30. I don't
care. You're right. I understand what you're saying. I truly do. But I stayed into this system for that long. I will. I got a buddy that just died a week ago of cancer at age 55. That didn't receive anything for 35 years into this business.
Heirs, here's the other thing, though, Andy, and you have to check all this out, and I got to run, I apologize, but his heirs, we can talk about this tomorrow. His heirs can actually tap into that fund. So he may not, but his wife, kids could actually end up with that money, which, again, he paid, but somebody else will receive.
But if he's
our
single,
point is the fund will not stay where it's at if we continue on the path that we're doing.
No,
so,
not at all.
Guys, with that, have a fabulous evening. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget, our first hour plays next, so stay tuned. Rush to Reason. We'll be right back. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.